Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the Knights at the Sound Table. I have our co-host with me this evening. I have Mark. How are you doing this evening?
I'm feeling good, brother. Feeling good.
Okay. Good to hear. We have Darius Lewis in the house. How are you today, sir?
And I'm blessed.
Okay, good to hear. Good to hear. And we also have Cedric Edwards. How are you today, sir?
Doing pretty good on a Saturday afternoon.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. But today we're going to cover holiday talk. We're going to talk about holiday shopping. And we're going to also talk about holiday movies. But let's go ahead and hop into the holiday shopping aspect of it, because due to COVID, it's made things a little bit more difficult for our shopping needs that we would normally do. So, Mark, what's your thoughts on just the overall shopping process, and how will it be different for you this year?
Well, in the past, holiday shopping for me was always, here's the money, go get the kids whatever you want. It was pretty much a handoff for me. But this year, since I'm grandpa, and all four grandkids are actually going to be in Arizona for Christmas, I actually have to do it. So I don't get the handoff, but I think I am going to avoid the stores. One, I've always avoided the stores during the holidays, Christmas shopping season, because I just absolutely hated parking and the fighting, just all the idiocy, which is why I always liked the handoff. It was like, here's the money. But this year, I think I'm going to concentrate on getting specific items directly from online shopping. I'm officially in charge of all the Star Wars gifts for all the grandkids, so I'll be getting specific things for all four of them.
And, no, that's an awesome mission to be part of and stuff. So I'm actually jealous.
Yeah,
of
the Star Wars. Funny, my daughter, both my son and my daughter, point blank said, okay, Dad, you get everything Star Wars and we'll handle all the kid stuff. Like my grandson is real big into Blue's Clues and Paw Patrol, but he knows everything he gets from grandpa is always Star Wars. Like the other day, I just picked him up a Star Wars sleeping bag. I'm like, really? He didn't need it, but it was there and I got it. So.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. What's your thoughts on it, Darius? How are you handling this shopping season, and how is it going to be different from years past?
It's different because, like, especially here, like in Illinois and stuff, they sent out an Amber Alert yesterday where they want you to stay at home and stuff like that, compared to actually being out to protect others and everything. So I've been doing it the last few years, like a lot of shopping online and just, you know, doing it that way, but you still try to get out to the stores to get stuff. And like Mark was saying, just dealing with the people, man, it gets hectic. It gets a little bit crazy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't really care for that, but it's just different. It's a different feel just because everything that's going on right now in society and stuff like that. So yeah, I'll primarily do most of my shopping online.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I understand your guys' perspective about the chaos of it all, but sometimes I kind of liked and enjoyed the chaos. You know, I kind of enjoyed the, you know, just kind of just like hustling and bustling, trying to get that hard to find toy or gift or whatever. So to me, it's kind of like a little bit of adventure, but I definitely understand your guys' perspective. And yeah, even though adventure part of it, it can kind of wear thin on you as well, you know, as the day goes on. It's like cool for the 6, 7 a.m. in the morning, but when it gets into like 4 p.m., you're like, man, I need to get away from all these people. So I definitely can understand that. What about you, Seb? How is it going to be different for you this year?
It's not going to be much different. The last, I'd say like three Christmases, I've usually done it all online, a lot of Amazon or a lot of online different stores. So to me, it's not much different, but I do, like you said, like that little hustle and bustle in the stores. Out here in Arizona, we have, I want to say it's like five different malls. So some malls are bigger than others, and some are, you know, more expensive, less expensive. So being able to pick and choose where you want to go and do what you want to do, it's actually kind of refreshing. It's not like back home where you only have like the Janesville Mall or the Cherryville Mall to go. Mm-hmm. I have options to go somewhere, do other things. They have a lot of, when he came out here, you see a lot of, strip malls with a lot of name brand stores in there. So it helps out a lot that it's broken down like that, so you don't have to have so much clutter everywhere. So I'll be doing a little bit of outside shopping, but I'll do my majority online shopping.
Okay. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm gonna do a combination. I think it just depends on what the restrictions are due to COVID. You guys, after Thanksgiving, you guys gonna rush out, you know, and handle some Lee shopping on that Friday, you know, for Lee Friday. I mean, a Black Friday. Are you guys gonna go ahead and do some of that shopping? Partake? Anybody?
No, absolutely not. I don't leave the house on Black Friday. I don't even go to the gas station. I get everything Wednesday, all my food, all my gas. I get all my supplies to get me through till Monday, because I absolutely will not be on the road at all.
Well, I could definitely respect that. I think with me, it just really depends on what the item is. You know, if it's like a ridiculous deal, I'll probably go out and try and do it. Again, it goes back to restrictions of COVID. You know, we can go out and do those things. What's your thoughts, Darius?
Nah, I'm not a big fan of Black Friday, and I won't be out. So it's simple for me.
what about you, sir?
No Black Friday shopping for me. Cyber Monday, all online shopping. I'll do it that way. That's just basically it for me. I did it one time, Black Friday, never again.
No, I did it full blown, like, God, it was like 20 years ago, man. I think like Shopko and Kmart still existed or whatever back the last time I truly did it, waking up at like 5 o'clock in the morning or whatever it was, you know. But it was kind of cool though. I mean, you show up to these stores like at a certain hour, you know, they give you like a free door, you know, like some type of door get prize or whatever when you come in. So it was kind of cool. You know, you handle your shopping and you go down to Perkins or Denny's or whatever and have like a nice breakfast and you kind of call it a day after that. So is there like any like big ticket item that any of you guys are like looking into getting for anyone this Christmas?
Not for me. All my grandkids are under the age of six and under, so it's going to be real simple shopping for me this year. I don't have any big ticket items, and I stopped buying my grown kids Christmas presents a long time ago. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what about you, Darius? PlayStation 5 or anything like that?
Nah, no PlayStation 5. I mean, you know, my kids, they always get spoiled and stuff, and they'll get certain. I'm not going to disclose any of that here because they do watch the show. So,
oh yeah, yeah, I made that mistake. Like, I made that mistake a couple of years ago with actually the Rocky action figures. I forgot that I was talking about like going all crazy trying to find these damn things, not realizing that Kaiser's listening to the radio broadcast and I'm doing it. And the show was over, you know, and he just looks up, he has like a tear down his face. I'm like, what was that? You got the Rocky action? I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, damn. So yeah, that was an epic fail on my part. But what about you, Sid? Any big ticket item you're trying to pick up this holiday season?
Not at all. Not at all. Last year was my big ticket item. Bought my wife a car, got a house. Ain't no more big ticket items for a while. No, not at all.
No, I totally get it. I totally understand. I mean, I don't know. If I was walking by a place and that PlayStation 5 was like kind of just like sitting there off to the side, man, I might have to pull that trigger. Maybe. But, I mean, we'll just see. I mean, it's just I'm not the gamer that I used to be like 15, not even 10 years ago. Well, hell, not even 5 years ago. You know, I haven't played a video game now probably for like months. I mean, like that Star Wars game, Mark. I still ain't played that stuff yet, man. It's still in this packaging.
Man, I'm already playing Squadrons.
Yes, yeah, see, that game that we talked about, yeah, what was like 7 months ago?
I got Fallen Order and Squadrons. I can't get past the Seven Sister boss on this one level. Yeah. Fallen Order, but I've been playing Squadrons too, and my grandson loves it because he finally gets to fly a Star Wars ship.
Yeah, we'll see.
I turn the game on, hand him the controller, and he's flying all around. He ain't doing nothing, but he's just excited. He's flying a, you know, X-Wing or a TIE fighter. So
nope, that is incredible. It is fun watching kids play video games and stuff just with their. They think, you know, I'm just sitting there just like chilling, but they're all like got the controller all over the place, acting like that's like enhancing or helping them a little bit further in the game or whatever. But let's transition into holiday movies. I'm going to ask each and every one of y'all, what is your most important, or what's your favorite holiday movie and the relevance of that movie trends going into today? So Darius, what's your favorite holiday movie and the relevance of it? And is it something that your kids enjoy also?
I think my favorite holiday movie is Emmett Otter and the Jug Band Christmas and stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know, and that transitions. I mean, I've always loved that movie, the River Bottom Nightmare Band, you know, big fan. My youngest, he's into it too and stuff like that. He watches it whenever it comes on and cracks up when the snake comes out, you know. So that's probably my favorite holiday movie.
Now that movie is incredibly dope, and the River Bottom Nightmare Band and stuff, just awesome. You know, just when they came out there, that dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun. We don't brush our teeth.
I'm like, yeah. But anyway, it was dope, man. But how about you, Mark? What's your favorite holiday film and the relevance importance of it?
You know, I'm such a film buff, you know, the genre of Christmas movies is very specific, and there's always that debate. But the one most significant one, I guess, is one I remember from my childhood. And it's Irving Berlin's White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. That was a big staple in our household every year. And I used to, as I got into an adult, used to drive my kids nuts, because I'd be like, it'd be June, July, I'd be like, I would just get that Christmas feeling. I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna grab White Christmas. I put it in, it's, you know, July, and they're like, why are you watching this, Dad? I don't know, I just got a feeling for the music.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it's a tradition thing. I mean, I totally get that, and you know, and then some things that you grow up with that you're accustomed to is like maybe like a family event. You know, you just gotta just kind of like, it just transitions into your life as you grow older, and it's something that you're trying to share to your kids because it was something that was magical and important to you while you were growing up. So, how about you? What's your favorite holiday movie?
I've always been a sucker for Charlie Brown's Christmas. I don't know what it is. Now that I'm a father, I'm gonna let her see it, let her feel the importance of Christmas. But I've always been a Christmas story. Just something light. I'm not big into Christmas movies. I'm not big into movies in general, but it's just that Charlie Brown Christmas, and is it the movie, the Christmas Story, the one with he stuck his tongue on a flagpole?
Yeah.
That right there. I actually had a friend do a reenactment of it, and he actually got his tongue stuck on a flagpole. But yeah, that right there would probably do it for me.
No, I mean, great choices by everyone. I mean, I kind of agree. I can kind of say the same. I mean, I definitely agree with Emmett Otter's Judge. I can agree with Mark. I can definitely agree with you said. I think the thing that killed A Christmas Story with me is when they started doing like the marathon for it. Yeah, I honestly have not watched it for like about maybe like 2 or 3 years now, but I just think you know, knowing I could turn on this channel and then like every hour it'd be like a different part of Christmas Story. So I don't know, it kind of like pushed me away from it. And they were doing the same thing with the Elf movie too, because the Elf movie is not that bad of a holiday movie. I mean, I think the only thing I would throw in differently is probably How the Grinch Stole Christmas, you know, the actual cartoon, not the
Jim Carrey. The original Carrey. The original with Boris Karloff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's some good stuff. And, you know, just very, very important films. I mean, just growing up, you know, through my childhood. But I'm going to throw in like an obscure one. And this is kind of like a debate question, because I personally think when people ask me my holiday film, Die Hard's in there somewhere for me.
I was trying to avoid it.
No,
I was trying to avoid it. I mean, I call it a Christmas movie because it came out in Christmas, it's set in Christmas. Yeah. You know, it was just, and even to this day, it only, you know, It was always part of the holiday traditions. I mean, it was always a collection in my household of Christmas movies, and Die Hard was always part of that collection.
Yeah, I mean, it was on Christmas. I mean, what's your thoughts on that, Darius? Do you look at Die Hard as a Christmas film, or
you know, I never really thought of it that way, but I mean, when you say that now, you know, thinking back on the movie, I mean, yeah, that is when it came out and stuff, and it was basically the plot was around Christmas and stuff, and I think they got a new one coming out this year, don't they?
I think they're in talks, but they do got that TV commercial and stuff with him now, you know, reprising the character of John McClane. Yeah. I mean, a fun fact about the Die Hard series, Once Upon a Time, you guys remember that TV show 24?
Yeah,
with Jack Bauer. Well, Once Upon a Time, they were working on a film with John McClane and Jack Bauer. So it was going to be kind of like a Die Hard 24 movie, but it just ended up completely falling apart. But yeah, that movie would have been badass. I'll tell you something. If John McClane and Jack Bauer ran for president and vice president, they got my vote. So they just do. But
here's a question for you, since we're debating potential Christmas movies, because you and I, Tracy, Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Yes. Is Lethal Weapon a Christmas movie?
See, that's when it could very well could be too. But
I mean, it opens to Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah,
it is set in Christmas time. It closes with the Christmas music and Christmas lights. So,
Riggs.
We get too old for this shit.
That's all I remember.
We get too old for this shit. But. It could very well be. And I've never thought about it until you mentioned it. Now I'm like, my head hurts because now I got another violent, you know, holiday film that I can also enjoy. So, you know, you guys go out there and make sure, because Die Hard's official. Do you think Die Hard's a holiday movie set?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I exactly what Marcus said. It does start off and end off with Christmas music. You do see the Christmas lights, and it's more like you say violent Christmas, but it does have some type of theme to it. So I would consider it, yes, a Christmas movie. It's not your ordinary one, but still, yes, it's a Christmas movie.
Okay. All right. So, see, I'm assuming we got four on that. So, we got a new line of Christmas cards that will be coming out and stuff at the Knights merch shop. It's going to say Yippee-ki-yay, MF-er, Merry Christmas. And we're going to have a picture of John McClane on the bottom and stuff. So, make sure you guys rush and do that. But we're just about out of time. So, you got any final words, Mark, to the people?
Just stay safe. Have happy holidays. Try not to eat too much or spend too much money. And we'll see you in the next episode.
All right, good stuff, good stuff. And what you got to say that people said?
Happy holidays, everybody. Everybody be safe. Be safe out in your streets and in the shopping, and just enjoy your family, enjoy time.
Okay, good stuff. And what do you got, Darius?
Man, I'm just piggybacking off of what these guys said. You know, happy holidays to everybody. Stay safe out here. Be kind to one another. And just stick with us. We really appreciate you.
Yep, that is some good stuff, and I can just say, I don't have to say anything, because what Mark said and Darius said is absolutely perfect, and I share the same sentiment. So we will see you guys next time at the Knights of the Sound Table. Make sure you click the subscribe button, and make sure you click that notification bell, and get updated on all the new episodes that are coming out. We got episodes coming out every week. You guys take care. We'll see you next time.